New school year. We've got our new articles of clothing all washed and tags removed. We got our required reading materials and subscriptions to appropriate learning magazines renewed. We got internet speeds approaching way too fast and stacks of mouse pads to burn. And we haven't forgotten what we learned last year, at least what we really learned. We'll zip the bags so tightly packed, our shoulders unforgiving, and walk through halls filled with might-be friends, and we'll all pretend we're living the lives that we want, with t-shirts on that tell you where we bought them, except for those that snuck around in Salvation Armies where no one caught them. Nice shirt, you'll say. Thanks, you too, they'll respond. A high-five lifestyle as you run through another turnstile. Just another number on a locker that got cleaned out last May, and we'll get cleaned out again. But Christ offers much more for how you begin. Shed the brands, the fads, the knowledge that allows you to be in the know. No staying up late nights, making sure you keep up with the informational and social flow. No more status quo. You're free. Free to wear the airbrushed t-shirt your grandma bought you in Orlando. Free to sit by the kids you thought looked interesting but didn't want to risk being labeled coolophobe. Free to go to bed when your body needs sleep, and free to eat what keeps you healthy. Free to trip on your own left feet, free to sneeze, and free not to be stealthy. Free to be human, in need of God, a God who is constantly forming his identity and your being again, and the creation around you is storming like thunderclouds before it hits and buzz in anticipation, a positive mess. You're free to unplug from the stereotypical beginning of another year, living wireless. Free from pretending to be flattered when he says something unflattering. Free from having to compliment her body when there's other things more mattering. Free to treat the people around you like they're made in the image of God. Free to live according to the kingdom that's coming, even though you'll be labeled odd. And don't translate this into becoming cool in some sort of Christian hip subculture. Jesus didn't come to start new trends. He came and submitted to torture. He lived and loved in a way that let go of what the world thought he should be. And the best way to start this school year is to accept that he's made you free.